Turn your Bible to 1 John 4 and 1. 1 John 4 and 1. You must have, as a believer and a church, divine discernment. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Not only false prophets, false people. And you have to have discernment on anybody you're dealing with. So because of that, I'm going to teach you a while. We're going to pray. We might pray for a half hour. I don't know. Because I want to teach you about the prophet office that should be on your life, that the people who come in your life, you know exactly how to deal with them. All right? So sit down, get ready to take notes. We're going to pray about this when I finish with it. The office of a prophet is a spiritual elevator. Spiritual elevator. In other words, in the prophetic mode or anointing, a church or a believer is on an elevator in the spirit beyond the normal pattern. So I want you to know, because of what God has called us to do, we're on a spiritual elevator, meaning there's no top floor. We're going and going and going. So you're going to have to be sensitive, because people may come among you acting like they're all spiritual. And you start giving charitable donations and they're not of God. So discern wherever you sow your seed. Have discernment. Don't just be sowing to try to be nice. Have discernment, all right? Prayer is eating with God in the spirit realm. You and God eating the same menu. So you're going to take us deeper into the prophetic, and everything's going to change. The prophet traveled forth in forward time and ancient time. It's such a revelation that comes upon our lives prophetically. So you're not in a normal pastoral church, even though you have a pastor. But it goes beyond pastor insight in the spirit realm. Most people do not recognize a prophet and miss the whole flow. Most people do not recognize a prophet and miss the whole flow. When God connects you with a prophet, he has promotion for your life in every segment. Again, say it again, most people do not recognize a prophet and miss the whole flow. Get this down. We're going to pray about some of these things I'm talking about, all right? We need to. For once a prophet opened up the supernatural flows in every realm, spiritual pages and assignment begin to open into his realm. So, in other words, you go into another realm when prophetic things are spoken over your life and in your life. You must become unsatisfied. Things are being shook up on the inside of you for promotion, 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 Promotion. Spiritual pages and assignment begin to open in this realm. Spiritual pages and assignment. In other words, you see things different. The prophet anointing and all rejection must bow. When you function in the prophet anointing, listen to it now, all rejection must bow. In other words, anything rejecting you gonna have to bow and surrender to your victory. Just a few moments. A prophet is always flowing and showing new dimension in the spirit realm. Flowing and showing you new dimension in the spirit realm. So tonight we're going to pray prophetically. We're going to expect some new dimension in the spirit realm. And I hear the Spirit of God says, we've been on this level long enough. In other words, my brothers and sisters, you have unused fuel on the inside of you. And tonight, we're about to go into overdrive. There are some things God has planted in you. You're so busy looking at somebody else. But you're going to have to get in the mirror of the word and see yourself and see what God is saying to you. Because when you're under a prophetic ministry, you should become prophetic. But if you don't recognize it, you're going to stay plain. You're going to flow with the natural realm of the church. And that's not what God wants for Word of Life. You hear? How many online? All together, 504, okay. I want y'all to catch this. A prophet is always flowing and showing new dimension in the spirit realm. Flowing and showing new dimension. So in your personal life, when you're attached to the prophetic ministry, you ought to be flowing in new dimension and new realm. So I want to plant you all in deeper dimension of the spirit world. Deeper dimension of the spirit world. Even in your personal life. In your personal life, you begin to operate in a prophetic anointing. It changes your family. It changes everything. The normal pattern is over. You are designed because you've been assigned in this ministry to go deeper in the spirit. And to produce a freedom in your life in every compartment. Stuff you've been putting up with, you're not going to put up with anymore. You're going to have prophetic moments in your life that you're going to be standing in two worlds at one time. Are you listening to me? You see, a regular pastor wouldn't interrupt prayer meeting. See. But there's something, something somebody need to hear here tonight. It's time to pray, walk, and talk in the prophetic anointing and assignment. Now, the things I'm speaking, I want them to come on your life tonight. Listen. Prophets defile the power of time. Time will come to the, don't mean nothing to you anymore. Because you can change the situation at the moment. You don't have to wait no longer. You prophesied over it and it changed immediately. That is not regular church. Putting people in position to rule in the realm of the spirit on purpose. Rule in the realm of the spirit on purpose. You must find out that you're designed to be a ruler in the spirit world on purpose. So when something come up that is not blessing your life, you rule it. You are a spiritual ruler. So tonight I want you to pray like one. Pressing through religion, rituals, and regular forms of faith. Pressing through religion, rituals, and regular forms of faith. Prophetically, you design in this ministry to move beyond that. Plowing into benefits that have been stolen by false teaching. You have to have, my brothers and sisters, the spirit of discernment. What looked good is not always good. What smelled good is not always good. Are you listening to me? Don't let perfume make your decision. Your assignment, and you're going to pray about it in a minute, propelling heaven on earth, sowing in divine atmosphere. Everywhere you go, you should be propelling heaven on earth prophetically. You still here? I want you to hear this one real good. This is going to change your life. Prophets reveal your problems are not problems. It is you that don't know your privilege. So whenever a problem come up, I want you to stop. And don't focus on the problem. Focus on your privilege. Because when your problem and your privilege is in the ring, your privilege is going to whoop your problem. But Satan wants you to focus on the problem so you'll never see the privilege. Somebody just solved something just now. You know how much we focus on problem all day long. We pray about them all day long. But the Lord said, pause and focus on your privilege of being my child,
having my spirit, having my anointing, having my wisdom, having my knowledge, having my understanding, having my love, having my faith, having my blood, having my grace, having my wisdom, having my anointing. Focus on that. Don't focus on the problem. Listen, saint. There's no problem that can defeat you. And I'm hearing now, I want you to hear it. Satan games are over in your life. Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. The prophet revealed a system that God has created, and you can have it now, not by age, but by attention. In other words, you don't have to be waiting and waiting and waiting, talking about, I need 25 years of experience. No, no. Pay attention, and you're going to take a shortcut. And you'll be more anointed than a person 90 years old at 25. Just pay attention. The outpouring of a prophetic anointing or a prophet anointing take you to higher grades in the spirit at a faster speed. I'm almost through, and I'm going to start praying. I bet you haven't been listening. You're going to listen to this one. When you step in the outpouring of a prophet, promotion jump on your life. Jump, promotion, jump, huh? Jump. Promotion jump on your life. Things you're trying to accomplish. Things you've been praying about. As a matter of fact, tonight, some promotion. You here, you online, some promotion are jumping on your life right now. Yeah, it's a difference. We have good people who will try to help you, but we're not experiencing the glory world of deliverance and victory as we should. And you can read in Acts chapter 3 that man, they would give him $1, give him $10, somebody would give him $20. But then them boys came along with power. And the reason Peter said silver and gold have none, he said, we ain't dealing with silver and gold right here now. I'm going to get you up, rise up and walk. And so what I'm saying, your life, because of the connection with the prophetic ministry, should be rising up and walking. Shaking off things that have caused you to pray about it for 3 months. No, you out of here today. And every time he try to come back, he said, no, you lying. I said, you're out here in the name of Jesus. I got authority over you. See, we can do a whole lot of praying, but we got to understand some things have to be explained to us. Prophetically, in a prophetic ministry. We're patching up too much with scriptures without power and manifestation. We're patching too much up with scriptures without power in manifestation. It don't take scripture that long to do something. People are so suspicious of ministry now that they can't enter into the supernatural. They're too busy judging. Oh, Lord. What time is it? Prophet will reveal the generation of signs and wonders to the body of Christ. Here are three things to engage the prophetic power. Three things to engage the prophetic power. I heard a young apostle say this. Believe. Engage the Spirit. Obey the Spirit. I'll close this one. I got one or two more, but I'm going to close this one, I believe. Are you ready for prophetic protection, correction, direction, profession, promotion, proclamation? I'll read that again. Are you ready for prophetic protection, correction, direction, profession, promotion, proclamation? Proclamation means that you are prophesied like a prophet. When you talk, you won't be a regular person. If you're under a prophet long enough, you begin to talk prophetically. And people will know it. But what I don't want you to set you up religiously and miss it. It's all over us. See, when we pray here tonight, it'll be 2.5 or 3 hours. I'll pray in tongue today. I want more insight. I want more relationship. I want more revelation. I want more power. I want more. I don't use God just to get stuff. Prophetic anointing put the people of God in position of undeniable living. You listening? Prophetic promotions, plural, are at your door knocking now. Prophetic promotion are at your door knocking now. Let's close with this and start praying. I want some people to come to the altar. I want you to lift your hand a while and worship him before you start praying. And start praying. Listen very carefully to this last one. I've told you 21 things. The prophet anointing is always prophesying unstoppable privileges. Your prayer is going to be different. Your meditation is going to be different. Did y'all read Ephesians 4:11, Drew? Yeah. That's where you prayed, right there. Ephesians 4:11. That's where the prophet, the apostolic prophet ministry, because the Lord told me, he said, you're going to step out more than a prophet too. And so a lot of time I'll be prophesying from this pulpit spiritual things that God had revealed to me for you. Stand up. Come to the altar. Lift your hand. Praise God. Start praying. What time prayer for the end? 7:15? Shede Barata Katara Robasha. Roba Baba Saka Shaka Teroko She. You men don't let these women take your altar. They're coming, partner. And women are going to pray. I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't want all men praying for me. I like them women to pray. But they get on it. That's why I'm going to have a good time preaching boys a funeral Saturday. Now look at a few of them notes while you're praying. I don't know how good you could write about it. Your problem or not problem is you don't know your privileges. And what prayer do put you in your privilege zone. Prayer take you out, pressure. Now start praying prophetic prayer. See yourself moving in the area you're supposed to be. If you're under the prophetic, you got the ability to pray prophetic prayer. Call things that be not as though they were, because they are. Undeniable living is on you right now. You'll never be denied again. Promotion is jumping on your life right now. Prophetic promotion is jumping on your life. Online, you hear me? Jumping on your life right now. Prophetic doors are being opened. Prophetic gates are being opened right now. You live and give like you never did before. Men and women from all over the world are praying with us right now. I don't get upset. You might not want to write this, but I got to accept it myself. Every stupid move, moored, you are in the spirit, is being moved out right now. Everywhere he got you blinded where you can't see that you already got him whipped, he's going to move out of your life tonight. Shatakurama, come on. Shatara, every stupid move. Sometimes you're not supposed to ask another person to pray for you. They don't need to know your business. Pray for yourself. You better write this down. I don't believe I said this. We need to pray about this. We are called to be a generation of signs and wonders. Did I mention that? No, I missed that. Number 11. We're called to be the generation of signs and wonders. And the first aspect of it, my brothers and sisters, is manifestation in your life. Giving you your heart desire. So you can know how to tell another person it's real. Really, you got to live it before you give it. That's what I want for this church. I don't care if you're single, married, and no two baboon name. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to say something kind of crazy, you know. So you can do it. You must understand, God wants you to have the desire of your heart. So you can work for him with all that burden on your back. Are you listening to me? When you step in the outpouring of a prophet, promotion jump on your life. Shata, let's pray. Now you see, God, because you are faithful enough to come to prayer online, faithful enough to come to prayer, God know he can trust you. And he's putting that promotion on your life tonight. Because you're the one that's going to really back his business up on earth. Other people got him on their agenda. He told me that when I was spending some time with him. He said, the people who come into prayer and faithful, those are people that I'm going to pour my blessing out upon. Because I don't want them to be too busy to do what I want them to do. So get ready for some things to show up. This is a special meeting. See, I think the prophetic mantle is being put on you. Y'all hear me? Because you are faithful enough to come and pray. A prayer and a non-prayer can't be the same. I don't care how much you're talking about. You need to come to church tomorrow. I know him. I know him by name. No. You got to do more than know him by name. You got to obey his leaders. Now, I don't want to get off in there because when me and my wife riding, you know, and something come up and we talk about it, man, I said, get him out the car. We get him out. Get him out the car. And some of them get in your car and put a seatbelt on. They're going to go all the way with you. Get them out your house. Get them out. Anybody did you something wrong or something, just get them out your house. Isn't that good? Y'all heard that. You heard me say that before, right? Yeah. You ever had anybody in your house you didn't want in there? Lord, how much. And they stayed too long? It sure is good to go home and eat my soup just with my wife without 14 more people standing up there looking at us. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now you can find somewhere else you want to go. You understand? Yeah, you can go ahead on. Go ahead on where you want to go and pray. Shalala basata. Roba baba, you don't want to go nowhere. Shalala basaka. Ide bro shakata. Kondere bro sata. Hallelujah. Shata tararo basakata. Katarara basakata rebusi. Tarabasata tarakasha. Look at somebody and tell them this is a prophetic moment. Shatarabakashota. Spiritual adjustments are being made over your life. Tell them. Spiritual adjustments are being made in your life. Shata kororo baba taliata. Ooh. Tararaba shaka. Ooh, my goodness. Shata rarabasa. Thank you, Father.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow around the world. Let it flow. Men and women are in their house, in their home. Let it flow in their home, Lord. In their cars, wherever they are. There are groups that are listening. Let it flow in the groups. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh my, yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel anointing coming on, partner. Woo! Solve it, Lord. Solve it. Solve it right now. Shata katararaba. Ruba satata. Ruba basatata. Solve it right now. Shata tararaba shaka taratata. Tarabasaka chataratata rokushi. Ruba basaka rokushi kiti. Rabba basatata. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shatararaba sukushiri. Rosu rokushiri. Ramama. Glory to God. Write in your notes. No more bondage. No more bondage. Whatever come up, you're going to prophetically step out of it. Overrule it. Whatever they are now, overrule everything right now. Everything that is there that shouldn't be there, I want you right now in this prayer meeting to overrule it prophetically. Prophesy that it's done. And hold on to that prophecy. And angels will help you manifest it. Might have been something holding on to you a long time, in your way, blocking you. Might be somebody. Got to move them out of the way. They ain't got to die, just get out of my life. Hallelujah. Anybody feel anything? Oh, you leave me at a different person. The Lord told me, go interrupt the prayer meeting. See, you're being facilitated supernaturally. There's faith in you you never used yet. Because you heard the lying words too much. There's no such thing as too much. When you're getting a supernatural, the two words come out too little. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you are about to step into more of God. Hallelujah. You heard that? More of God. My Lord, have mercy. And the question is, do God have any more?
your prayer is going to go deeper. Something you're praying now is shallow. But the Holy Spirit is going to take you deeper, and you're going to pray deeper, and you're going to manifest deeper. Good God Almighty. You heard that online? Wave your hand at me. Yeah, we're going to manifest deeper. Put some of them up here. Can you put some of them up here? Some of the prayers online. Yeah, put them all over this place. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Shaka tara. Look at them. Glory to God. That's Brazil right there. Glory to God. Shata taraka shata. Rababasaka tararabasa. Rababasaka tararabasata. Rubabasako tiri. Rubabasata ratata. Glory to God. Shararabasuko shetiri titi. Rumamasata. Trabasata rakasha. Rababasata raruku shiri. Rubabasata. Trubabasata. Tarayesko nanda. Drabasa tata ta, drababasa tarakasa tarakasa. Oh, anteleri brosa tarakasa, drabasa. Now listen, write this down, put a date against with it. There's some spiritual atmosphere you couldn't breathe in, but now you're gonna move into it. There's some things that God wanted to share with you, but you wasn't ready for it. But tonight, you became prophetically ready for it. You're going to move beyond some people you've been walking with. You're going to move beyond them. And Lord's going to give you the wisdom of how not to hurt their feelings. So you're going to move in another zone, a prophetic zone. Good God Almighty. And you can begin to hear things you never heard before. See things you've never seen before. And do things you've never done before. I think tonight is a prayer and prophetic transfer. Impartation. On people who are ready to go. See, he find you out. See, you sacrifice to be here. People who are ready to go. You can't waste your time on people who are not ready to go. Because it suffocates the people who are ready. Preaching on the level of the people who are not ready to go. No, preach on the level to the people who are ready to go. And if you're a prayer, you're more ready. I don't care who you think you are. A prayer, a person who pray is more ready in the spirit world to receive things from God. You know that? I don't care if you're dragging. Yeah. Something off of her, something off of him getting on you. Everybody getting something up in here. And look, I thank God. Ain't got no distance. Look at all my sisters and brothers online. No distance in the spirit. Thank God. These people, if they were close like you, they'll be here. you understand? All right, we got about, what? I don't know, I can't count. Come on. Ta-ta-ra-ba-sha-ka-ta. Ro-ba-ba-ba-ta-ta-ra-ko-she. Dre-e-ka-ta-ko-ra-ma-ma-ma-sa. Woo! Ha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ra-ba-ka-sha-ra-ka-ta. Thank you for the growth of men and women of God all over the world. Shakata in the prophetic. Woo! Andele basaka. Ha! Shikota lama.
Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow. My goodness. Shaka ta ta ta. Oh, my goodness. Shata ta ta kosha. Truba basata. Akata roko shake tere basha kata no mama. Ruba basha kata. Oh, my goodness. Shata roko shake. Truko shata ta. Tarabasa kota roko shake. Arabasa kata ta ta. Haraba. Let me tell you what the Lord just said to me. You who are here, who faithful, gonna live so well that the ones who not dedicated gonna see it. Your life gonna be so blessed that it gonna draw sinners to you. The church supposed to be in a position that she lives so supernatural that sinners begin to wonder, am I stupid or not? What you doing? So get ready for more blessing. Y'all ain't made enough noise for that? Blessings are on the way. Supernaturally. Supernaturally, not job wise, supernaturally. Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! God Almighty. Nobody else can receive what you're supposed to receive. So if you don't open up, it's going to go to somebody else who's ready to receive. If the ball is hit and you got your glove closed, the person with their glove open gonna catch it. You must become unsatisfied with the system and overrule the system in the spirit. Come on, that's pretty last 5 minutes. Holla out, I owe nobody nothing. That's the reason the Spirit wants you to say that now. I owe nobody nothing. Go ahead and pray that out. Shaka koto ta ta ra ra. Shakoto ra ba shaka. Woo! Shatara ra shaka sha. Korona man shaka toro ro ba sha. Ro ba sa ta ta ta. Ra ka sha ta 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 ra. Tell 3 people I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Shata tarara bashaka. Rababa satara robokoze. Robasata tararokoshe take it. Rababa satata taraka shata. Rababa baka shata tatata. Rababa basaturokoshe. Hantarala mangro basat. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sinners being saved everywhere. Problem being solved everywhere. Homes becoming stronger everywhere. Marriages becoming stronger everywhere. Shataru baba satara kata. Rubaba baba sataru kushiti. Rubaba baba sataru kushiti. Lord of God, hallelujah. Kantara ta 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 ta. Tarabata. Tell two people, I'm prophetic. Shataru kushiti. Tarababa saka shata. Rabba sataru kushiti. Rubaba baba sakuduru basata. Tarabasa kashata tata. Ruba baba satarata. Ruba baba 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 baba. Arabasa. You see, respect for the prophetic is important. When I tell you to do something, you don't do it, you're stupid. Because God's trying to pass something on to you in the spirit realm. God used instruments to get things to you. So you can't just stand around. When a prophet gives you some direction, jump on it, baby. You're about to ride. See, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the prophetic office. You're about to ride in higher dimension. You're not, right now, you're not living in all God wants you to have. God got some more. And listen, you will not have to struggle for it. You don't have to struggle for what belongs to you. So when I talk to you, I ain't put up with no foolishness. I ain't got no time. I'm gonna deal with the people who receive it. At the other point, I'm gone. Cause I can't waste my time. You here for a reason. The people online you're here for a reason. They're ready to go. Ready to flow. Yes. Hallelujah. Lift your hand for a few minutes. We got a few minutes. Just go ahead and praise God. Thank you for everything. Talk to him a little bit. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you for the promotion. Thank you for the prophetic promotion you placed on our life tonight. Woo! Thank you for the prophetic promotion that you place on my home, my family, my marriage, my children, my grandchildren, my church, my business. Thank you for prophetic promotion tonight all over the world. Woo, goodness. Things about to get better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for my promotion. Glory to God. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.